Flying Ant Day. It's that time of year again, Flying Ant Day. This phenomenon, where huge swarms of ants take to the skies, usually happens in late July or early August. Although this may be uncomfortable for some folks, it is truly an essential part of an ant's lifespan. In this section, you will learn about Flying Ant Day and why it's such an important event for these little creatures. What do baby flying ants look like? Have you ever felt like you're being watched? Well, on Flying Ant Day, you probably are. These winged insects are everywhere, and they're not afraid to get up close and personal. But what exactly are these creatures? Flying ants are actually a type of termite. The wings of flying ants are only used for reproduction. Once they mate, the males die, and the females lose their wings. The females then burrow into the ground, where they'll spend the rest of their lives creating new generations of flying ants. As for the babies, they look a lot like their parents, just smaller. If you happen to see any baby flying ants, be sure to leave them alone. They're not harmful and will eventually grow up to be big and strong, and maybe a little annoying. Flying ant eggs. On Flying Ant Day, hordes of the winged insects swarm in mating flights and mate. The males die soon afterwards, but the females live on to lay their eggs. Once the eggs hatch, the new member of the ant family set off in search of their mates. Flying carpenter ant. The existence of a winged carpenter ant in the house all summer does not automatically mean that you have a carpenter ant hill in your home. Regardless of the wind, they nest in hollow trees, old tree stumps and other damp, punky wood situations. If you haven't seen carpenter ants in your home all winter, you probably don't need to worry. Once indoors, they prefer damp, punky wood, leaky pipes and drains, under leaky roof tiles, but previously have been located in dry areas such as hollow doors and misplaced beams. The presence of ants in the home in late fall, winter, and early spring is usually a sign of an indoor nest. Can female ants fly? Yes, female ants can fly. Flying ants are usually female. The males generally stay on the ground and mate with the females. After mating, the females fly away to start new colonies. Best method to get rid of flying ants before Flying Ant Day. Although prevention is the best way to get rid of them, you can try to erase their presence by using an all-natural peppermint oil spray. Fill a few drops into a spray bottle, add water or dish soap, then mix well. This may not prevent them from returning, but it will certainly diminish their current presence. When is Flying Ant Day? There is no such a thing as a Flying Ant Day. The ants didn't unite and synchronize their calendars to dictate that this is the day each of us will fly. In principle, this can happen on any warm, windless day under the right conditions. The days of the flying ants are when the ants leave in search of food, water, a new home, and a mate. For the emergence of flying ants, the temperature must be above 13 degrees Celsius, and the air speed must be below 6.3 meters per second. A prime example is what usually happens in the United Kingdom, where these phenomena occur more often in July and August when the air temperature exceeds 25 degrees Celsius. Flying ant's spiritual meaning. Have you ever seen a flying ant and wondered what it meant? Well, you're not alone. Flying ants are a common sight in many parts of the world and have been known to cause quite a stir. So, what do flying ants mean? Well, there are a few different interpretations. Some believe that flying ants are a sign of good luck, while others believe that they are a sign of bad luck. Still, others believe that flying ants signify change or new beginnings. Despite your beliefs, there is no denying that flying ants are an interesting phenomenon. If you ever see a flying ant, take a moment to appreciate it and wonder at the mystery of nature.